Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34.
Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
Now today's devotional reflection, worrying is a sin. God hates when you worry because ultimately you are saying, God is not enough. Imagine if we had spent that time seeking God's kingdom instead of worrying. What does it mean to seek God's kingdom? Paul states that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I believe one seeks the kingdom through prayer, reading scripture, and enjoying fellowship with God. Worry robs our attention from God. Worry zaps our kingdom benefits, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Do you need more peace and joy? Then turn away from worrying and start setting your focus on God first and foremost. I assure you that the more you focus on Him, the less worry has a chance of gaining a stronghold in your life. Jesus assures us that where our treasure is, there our heart will also be. Do not let worry be your treasure. Let your treasure be God and your relationship with God. Why? Because when God is your treasure, He will hold your heart. When God holds your heart, you will not have time for worry. Why? Because from your heart will flow the benefits of the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.